And so, what was that link?
Well, Columbus was portrayed as entrepreneurial, someone who took chances, who took risks, and he was cast as somebody who was opposed to the rule of kings and queens. Perhaps most of all, Columbus was portrayed as someone who was destined to accomplish things, just as America in those early years was coming to see itself as having a great destiny.
But Columbus was supported by the King and Queen of Spain. He wasn't against them.
True. To be historically accurate, the way Pintard thought about Columbus doesn't match up with the facts of his life at all. And I really have to stress this. The fact that Columbus became the hero of a young country had little to do with Columbus. Anything he did, and a lot to do with what was happening in the United States 300 years later. Columbus was extraordinarily adaptable to the purposes of America's nation builders, people like John Pintard, in the early part of the 19th century. And since not a lot of facts were known about Columbus, I mean, his writings weren't available in North America until 1816. That might have actually helped the process of adapting him to American purposes.